We got a special guest, man. We welcome into the barbershop my man Demetrius Harris Brown's tight end. You know, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, man. 2 days, the pads is on today. It's no more shorts. Is it a little more extra excitement when you got the pads on for the first time and you got an opportunity to go out and make plays when it counts?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You want to just when a pass come on, you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to work your fundamentals and techniques, what you was working on in short. So when a pass come on, we really see who the, you know, the man is.
Yeah, it's an opportunity. You know, shorts is great, but now you get an opportunity to go ahead and implement and do what you need to do. You got an amazing story, man. You went to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and they did not have a football program.
Nah, they just had a club, like a club, but it wasn't.
That is crazy. So you did not have an opportunity to play, and you just made it to the league. How did that happen, and how were you able to transition just from playing club and doing different things like that to becoming at the highest pinnacle in the league?
Actually, I didn't play at all. They just had that at Milwaukee, a club football team. But, I mean, it was just Dorsey. Dorsey remembered me from high school, and I was just a kid that was playing basketball, was about to go overseas. I had three trials with the Bulls, the T-Wolves, and the Bucks. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm not taking basketball that serious. So I was like, I was about to sign with an agent the next day, and then the day before I was about to sign, the next day, KC, a player scout, called me and asked for a workout in 3 days. So, I mean, I worked out up there in Milwaukee for 3 days, and, I mean – and got to it.
Man, I got – see, you play – so you're a basketball guy. I got to get this, man. So you're a basketball guy. You're a sneaker guy.
Ah, most definitely, I'm silent, man. Silent drip, man. I don't say nothing. I just drip,
okay.
You know?
All right, so I got to get your thoughts on this. Like, what's your favorite pair of retro J's?
Ooh, yeah. Man, I like them all, but I like the 4s. I like the retro 4s, man. I love them.
Classic.
11s, you know. I got to, you know, 11s.
Listen, them, I tell people the 11s, you could wear with a suit.
Ah, yeah, most definitely, yeah.
You put that on, you can go. I can get married in an 11.
Ah, yeah.
The 11s is fire. Mm-hmm. Like, the Concords, you can't.
Oh, you can't go wrong. Not at all.
Nah. So you played. We're talking to Demetrius Harris, Brown's tight end, and we're talking on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, of course. You had opportunity to play with the MVP Pat Mahomes, and now you had an opportunity to play and catch passes from Baker Mayfield. Like, what is that like in your first two quarterbacks that you get an opportunity to play with? You playing with two great quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had an opportunity to play with a good quarterback in Pat Mahomes, but, I mean, it's a similarity with him and Baker. They both have the confidence and the same drive and the same will to win and you know what I'm saying, and carry their team. And I see the same thing in Baker. So, I mean, we just got to, you know what I'm saying, just stack every day and get better every day. And, I mean, it's going to show on Sunday.
One of the things I think the fans appreciate so much and from our perspective is – we've never had this type of team with this kind of flavor. Like, we've had teams before where it's like, okay, you know, we rebuild and but it seems like y'all got a special swag to you where, you know, you guys ain't gonna wait your turn. You just expecting to go out there and do great things if you put the work in. How does the mentality of this team differ from some other ones that you've been around?
I was blessed, you know, to be in the winning program for 5 years. So, I mean, I'm used to winning, having a winning team. But, I mean, just it's all about a lot of people around here, just confidence. Not cocky, no ego in a way. It's just more confidence than anything. So, I mean, that's one thing about this team, man. And one thing about the organization, you could be you here, you know. Yeah. That's one thing I think that'll help us go to the next step. Just be you. Don't do nothing extra, you know what I'm saying? Just be you every day. Nothing, you don't have to change. You don't have to do nothing. Just be you and just go out there and be you and play. You know what I'm saying? And don't worry about nothing else, all the hype. Just go out there and play. Play for each other.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome characteristic to have, because for the first thing I noticed is when I got out here, me being a dude that I like to say, if you look good, you play good.
Most definitely.
Like, I see guys out here with the visors and the different things. I'm like, usually they that some organizations they don't really want too much of that, but I really can see that they let you guys be.
Yeah, it's be you. It's not that they don't care. It's just they let us be ourselves. Be ourselves. Just respect the place. Respect what coach, you know, the head man want, and just be you. That's the only thing you got to do. It's not hard to be you.
It's the only way you could be. When you're looking at 2-a-days here, you know, what I used to play back in the day, like there was different people had different regimens. Do you have something that gets you back healed between practice? Is there a specific meal that you eat? What is your regimen when it comes to, like, getting your body back ready and preparing for practice?
That's one thing I'm working on here, just trying to, because I'm new here, just trying to get the routine and how the schedule goes. And I'm pretty sure I need 2 more days to get the routine. But normally I, you know, I have a PT, you know, get my body right after kind of after every practice. Make sure you cold tub, you know, you got to stay on your body because the only way you can play good if your body good. So, I mean, you just got to stay on your body, especially during training camp because we hitting every day and almost, you know. So you just got to stay on your body every day.
You know, talking to Demetrius Harris, he's the Browns tight end, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. One of the things we talk about here all the time is sports, music, and culture. What are you listening to in your headphones when you getting ready to get into the game? What artists is you listening to, and what does your playlist look like? What's somebody that your go-to mix or one of your go-to artists would be for the game?
Man, I like. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, so okay. I'm more like a Memphis, you know, Yo Gotti, you know, Young Dolph,
yeah,
you know, all them, you know, it's just I like all the Memphis guys, but I expand,
yeah,
but it's most definitely Young Dolph going, Young Dolph, but before a game, T Grizzly probably. The Grizzly.
By the way, check out. He has a hot 97 freestyle. By the way, that's all right. I mess with T Grizzly.
Flex.
Yeah, with Flex.
Yeah.
I tell you what. One of the things I always tell people is the show is the barbershop. If you know how to do the Yo Gotti fade. The Yo Gotti fade is classic. Like, every barber can't do the Yo Gotti fade.
Yeah. Especially, you got to be from the South to get that. It came with the Boosie fade.
Yeah, you're right.
So, if you know what I'm saying? If you're not from the South, you can't. I won't let you cut it because I used to have the Boosie fade. I used to rock that all the time.
Man, so. You get up north, they ain't got the – you can't go to the chart and say, I want the Boosie fade. They don't got that yet, man. Talking to Demetrius Harris, Brown side end. And what are you looking for when you're in this offense and you're running around and you got Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and all these other guys? Do you just naturally assume, hey man, I'm wide open. I'm gonna be wide open because there's other people that they paying attention to. Is that an extra motivation to run that route as hard as you can?
It's more of a. Just me, you know, just I want to be open all the time. Just get open, and especially with them two and Higgs, man, it's going to expand the middle open for the tight end. So, I mean, it's a good addition, you know, because they get so much attention. And it's more – it ain't a boost. It's just more like a – it's just you know. I run to get open every time. Yeah. Like, it ain't nothing new. So, I mean, it goes with the be you, man. Just go out there. Don't do nothing extra. Just be you and go play football. You've been playing it all your life, so just be you and play.
Coming from a basketball background, do you believe what do you think transitions from being playing basketball and being able to, you know, athletic and jumping and rebounding? Mm-hmm. What types of things? I'm a big Antonio Gates fan.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that you could translate from the basketball court that you think you can use as an advantage on the football field?
One thing I'm really, really good at that people don't notice is using my body. So, I mean, more like a box out, just framing, you know what I'm saying, boxing the defender out, doing stuff like that. I'm real good using my body. So, that's one thing I can say from basketball and running my routes because every time I play, everybody always, you play like a basketball player. You out here running like a I'm like, man, I'm just running. So, I mean, the basketball kind of got their own style. So, I mean, I just go out there and just – that kind of helped me. That basketball background kind of helped me because, you know, just went out there running and we always in defensive slides. So, I mean, it helped me a lot. But just the lifting part, that would help me in the NFL.
Right.
I didn't have that in college. I mean, we lifted, but not like, you know, I really was running from the weight.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to
lift in college. So, like, this was my, like, true, like, when I first got in the NFL, really, first time really lifting, lifting. So, I mean, when I first got in the NFL, I was 225. Now I'm here, like, 255. So, I, you know, gained that football pound. Yeah, so, I mean.
Is there any – and we ain't going to hold you up too long. Is there anybody that you think – you're a basketball guy. Is there somebody on the football team who can mess with you in basketball, or you got it locked up? You got that
song? Man, I got it locked. yo, playing hooping? Oh, man, hey, hooping?
Hey, shots fired. Shots man, fired.
Listen. They know. Hey, ask 2-3 Randall. He'll tell you. But I have him on my team. I like his grit, man. And he know – it sounds like he know what he talking about. He know basketball. Yeah. So, yeah, I remember back in the spring they was asking about who you pick. I probably 2-3. He know what he talking about, so, I mean.
He looked like he played AAU at one point
in time.
He was 12. I played AAU.
Yeah.
I had to get in shape for football season, but I played AAU a little bit, man. But, you know, I think this team, and this is just for the fans, like, at the end of the day, the city is on fire. Mm-hmm. I turn these radios on. I turn the airwaves on, and you could say Browns. You could just say the word Browns. Mm-hmm. And people's on fire about y'all, man. So I salute what y'all doing out here, man. And keep that up. And in general, you got any predictions on how many touchdowns you got this year?
Touchdowns? I got a goal.
You got a goal?
I got a goal that I wrote down. You know, just the that's my extra motivation. Writing a goal down when I signed here, and I wrote a goal. So I had 3 last year, so I'm trying to jump up to 6 or 7. That's not a prediction. That's just what I want, you know. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal, and my first goal is to win, you know, because I felt it last year. We were so close, and you know what I'm saying. So I still gotta feel like I got a chip on my shoulder, even though I'm on a different team. I just felt how close the Super Bowl was, and I just want to bring that here and just show everybody that, man, we all, you know, we all buy in and trust each other and believe what Coach saying, and we all as a team believe and know we can do it. It's over.
Hey, man, I appreciate you so much for taking some time after practice with me. This is Browns tight end Demetrius Harris. We're going to mark that down. We got you 6-7 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I might pick you up in fantasy.
Yep.
I might. We're going to see.
We're going to turn up, man.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
216-578-0092 at GBush91 on Twitter. We will catch up with you and we'll come back. It's the Barbershop on 92.3 The Fan.